to the best of the best here today in terms of conversational points in response to the overkill, and that's the way I describe it, just complete overkill. And pardon the pun, the essence of where we are as a country, where we are in terms of self-analysis, this fascination. You couldn't turn on a television set in Boston yesterday without coming across hour, never mind minute after minute, hour after hour after hour of the same stuff regurgitated over and over and over again. It's like a sickness. It's like you can't let go of something. Are you really that interested in this to the point of it being this national mania? I'm fascinated and also kind of turned off by it. Frankly, but we'll spend some time on it. There are a lot of other things going on in the world, including the, you know, when you think about it, I said this yesterday, and maybe it bears repeating. There were three people who were killed. It was a horrific circumstance, and we didn't know really what the bottom line was for a little while. But there were 14 people who were blown up in Texas last week. There were hundreds of people killed in all kinds of melees in our country and other places around the world. And I take a headline from a one of the newspapers in a place in the world that's not very stable. I'll trade places with you any day, basically. So it did bring us together, and maybe that's a good thing in part. It's too bad this sort of thing is what it takes to bring us together. The surviving suspect has told investigators his brother was the driving force. There's nothing new to that. He says nobody else was involved. Do you believe it? I guess is the question a lot of people are asking at 888-302-3684. The gunshot wounds he got were, for all intents and purposes, for most people, would have been the end of them. He got shot in his head, neck, legs, his hand. Officially charged with using and conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction, resulting in death. Also, as well, he's charged with malicious destruction of property by means of an explosive device, also resulting in death. Federal agents did not read him his rights originally, under the exception rule. By the time he was arrested sort of yesterday, formally, charges have been announced. He has been read his rights. Okay. So the legal analysis of this is where a lot of people are. Where are you? Here's Thomas Roberts talking to legal analyst Alan Dershowitz. He says authorities will regret waiting to read this guy his rights.
Authorities decided to withhold reading Johar his Miranda rights, invoking the public safety exception. As time passes, does the justification for this wear off? And in your opinion, does the U.S., do investigators stand to regret that?
They will regret it, I think. There was never a basis for the public safety exception, because when they announced it, the police had already announced there was no public safety danger. It was over. They had arrested everybody. They didn't think there was any further risk to the public, so they were using it as a subterfuge. Why will they come to regret it? Because they think this case is going to be made based on videotapes and the physical evidence. But there are two elements to every crime: the actus reus, that is the crime itself, which they'll have no problem proving, and the intention. Now, in order to get the death penalty, they have to prove a terrorist intention. Mm-hmm. Now, in order to do that, they may get the information from him without having Mirandized him, and that information may get kept out of a trial. So they may have blown the death penalty by not giving him his Miranda warnings.
Well, when we talk about public exceptions, and under that, the questioning is supposed to be limited in scope. Do you think that there's potential, of all the things that we don't know yet, that investigators felt that they might be part of some larger cell?
That's
and
not
the
part
fact
of the,
that yeah. they could be going to ground right now. Other people within a cell based here in this country that had something that they were planning. So could the public safety exception be justified for that reason?
I don't think so. They need more than speculation. The police announced that they weren't worried about that. The experts said there was no public safety issue. Nobody has changed their mind. Nobody is warning the public about any cells. They're using the public safety exception as an excuse, and they're using it because they don't think it's going to hurt them because they can establish the crime. Yes, they can establish the crime, but to get the death penalty, you have to prove federal terrorism. Remember, the shooting of the MIT policeman is not a federal crime. It's a state crime. It's the Marathon bombing that may or may not be federal terrorism, depending on what was in the mind of the defendant.
All right, so we're into a lot of, this is going to discuss a lot of people. This is going to take a long time. Obviously, the kid's guilty of a lot of mayhem and death, but our system is such that it wasn't used properly. And you either have a system that you use or you don't. You don't make exceptions when it's convenient. 888-302-3684. So these two were motivated by their religious faith, apparently. It doesn't seem to be connected to any Muslim group, any terrorist group anyway. Officials say after interrogating this kid, that they don't believe he was part of any big group, even though they're from an area of Russia where there have been a lot of this sort of thing. But they haven't been over there. You know, they didn't live there for a long time. The kid really was driven by what his brother wanted to do. His brother's dead. So now, what's the thing? What do you do with this kid? 888-302-3684. You hang him high. A lot of people yesterday, I made some statements that didn't set too well with some people, and we'll give you some of the essence of that with email and Facebook connections. You can email me, Doug, at DougStephan.com, or Ken at DougStephan.com, or you can also participate by going to Facebook.com/Good Day, or on Twitter at Good Day. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
GNC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Hi. I'm Clay Waugh, Senior VP of Kmart. We're the number one corporate supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for Babies is always special. But with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes Breakthroughs for Babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org. In March, to help babies.
Let's see how we can help you this morning. Understand what's going on in the world. Kenny, what's on the Facebook page, or what are we seeing in general as this is a continuing trending story for sure?
We had talked yesterday about whether the jurors, and whenever this does come to trial, if they should be anonymous, and there has been a lot of discussioning on that. John says we should move to a system of professional jurors. They would know the law and be trained in determining guilty or not guilty.
Wow, that's an interesting thought, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah. Riley says, what do you mean by anonymous? Should they not be seen like a star chamber? Should their information be kept from the media? Paul
what
says,
I meant
no
by when I asked that question, I meant whether they should not be known. Their names should not be known. They shouldn't be exposed, if you will, in terms of family, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
And Ryan says there won't be jurors. He thinks he'll be dead before this ever gets to trial.
Well, maybe something to be said for that. 888-302-3684. Here's the radio host Johnny D talking to attorney Chuck Boyd about this kid being, and I keep calling him a kid because that's what he is, being tried as an American.
Suspect number two, killer number two, is in custody. He's going to be tried as a citizen. What does this mean for him?
Well, I just viewed a copy of the criminal complaint that they filed. So he's charged with use of a weapon of mass destruction and malicious destruction of property resulting in death. So, in essence, they charged him in the federal system versus the state system because this way there's a possibility of the death penalty in the state system. Massachusetts doesn't have the death penalty.
So that's why they charge him that way, so they could use the death penalty because, yeah, like you said, Mass doesn't have it.
Right. It's kind of interesting where they, I mean, their case obviously seems strong, but, you know, in the affidavit, they indicated that they have a statement from the guy they kidnapped where number two admitted that he's the one who did the explosion and he's the one that, you know, killed all the people. So that's a statement against interest that's in the affidavit from the FBI agent. And they also have the search of his residence where they found various explosives, and they also found the hat that he was wearing. So it sounds like it's a pretty much a slam-dunk case that they have. I think it's really going to be difficult to try one of these guys, you know, to get a fair trial, because obviously anybody, you know, on a jury would have heard about the case, and everybody pretty much has their own conclusions already made on this thing.
Who cares about fair? I'm serious, well, I mean, Chuck. I'm serious. No one, you know what? Then don't blow up an 8-year-old. You know, don't blow up two innocent girls. That's what I'm. He's not going to get a fair trial, no matter what.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know this. You know this as a lawyer, and you know they're going to go after the death penalty, and he's they're going to get it. Am I wrong?
That's most likely what's going to happen. But I mean, I think we're going to be on the world stage, and I think it's important for our system of justice to show that you know, like in some countries, that you know, the question is should we hang the guy first or have the trial first?
I think that is true. That's the way it works in some places. 888-302-3684. We have found some different angles to all of this. One of the brothers asked, did you hear about the Boston explosion? And the carjacker said, yeah, I did. And that's why they didn't kill him, apparently. 21 after the hour.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Back to the conversation about the Boston Marathon bombing suspect. This is a circumstance that seems to me the presumption of innocence is pretty tough here. The guy's been read his rights. He has, all the information is there. Everybody knows. We've all heard. It's pretty strong, the evidence against him. Once you get to court, you have to, certainly what gets admitted into evidence is a question, but there is certainly probable cause, and that hearing is scheduled for May 30th, so it's still another month or so. This thing will be rattling around in the news media and conversationally. The same material, I'm looking for something new. That's what I'm trying to find here, so we can talk about or consider something new, because most of this is a rehash of the same old stuff. Here is talk host Mike Slater, along with Dinah Smith and Anna Good, along with the four people. It's probably just like a good day, Kenny. Mike, yeah. Huh? Right?
Yeah, it sure is.
Mike, Dinah, Anna, and Randy talking about the way police shut down the city on Friday, as if they were all, I have a friend who drove out of the city. She'd left, and that was the end of that. When you find out what happened as they tried to corner this guy and how transportation was shut down, everything stopped, in other words. Here's that discussion.
I would have wanted people to say, it's one guy, the police are on it, I'm going to go to work.
But nothing was open.
Yeah, why work was closed because of
this. Unless you worked at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Dunkin' Donuts were open.
For like the greatest setup for a cop stereotype ever.
Yeah, there were 10,000 cops in the area.
Shutting down the city didn't find him. It didn't find him, shutting down the city. All it did was say, like, hey, yeah, you can put the entire city on edge and under siege.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
One guy.
Well, I realize that, but when you look at the severity of what that one guy and his cohort did,
sure,
you know,
sure.
The event.
Okay, so you answer my question. So you think the city of San Diego would shut down if the same thing happened here?
Well, I don't know.
Would you?
I really don't know.
If you didn't have this job where it was like a media job where you had to go to work, if you worked at Target, would you go to work?
Was Target open? That would be my question. If they're not letting anybody in, why would I drive from Ramona and add to all the... I mean, can you imagine what the congestion must have been like when they said, stay home? I mean, fortunately, it happened overnight, so most people were up to date, and they knew what was going on, so they didn't even bother going in on Friday morning.
Okay, so you're saying just sort of built up, because it was like a self-perpetrated thing. Like,
I mean, if anything, I looked at it, and I thought, my gosh, this is just like what happened right after the bombings took place. Cell service out. That's it. We're not allowing cell service to go through. All those first responders knew what they were doing. People who didn't have a clue were helping. I mean, it's just, everybody went into that mode. Same thing happened here. They went into the mode.
I don't like that mode. I didn't like that mode on Friday.
Do you not like it because it's a terrorist thing, or do you not like it because it makes us look like sheep?
Both.
That's an interesting answer to a question. Here's Clarence in North Carolina on a dangerous road we are.
It's totally wrong to think of this man as an enemy combatant. I think the notion that we can take an American citizen and put him away without trial, suspending habeas corpus, is ridiculous. This is a road that we don't want to go down. This is a criminal. He should be tried in criminal court. And I think the fact that the Republicans are out in front trying to push Obama in this direction is ridiculous. He ought to resist this. There is no basis. Now, what are they going to do? Torture him while he is suspended his rights for counsel? What's the notion here? I think this is absolutely ridiculous. We got to stop this notion of eroding our rights, and for the purpose of so-called being safer. This is getting to be ridiculous. Our Constitution does mean something, and to talk about suspending the rights of an American citizen is absolutely ridiculous. The drone, to talk about the drones and striking, killing Americans on American soil, this is a road that's so slippery. We cannot go down there. This is ridiculous.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips. Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw down roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle. GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Good day, time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, broadcasting live, as is Ken Kessler. Our focus here is the marathon bombing suspect and the aftermath with the callers galore and reactions. Some interesting things from the Republicans, Lindsey Graham in the Senate and Buck McKeon in the House. They are both onto this thing. They say the decision not to try this youngster as an enemy combatant came too soon. The expression of skepticism over the White House's decision to not try him as an enemy combatant, there's nothing that leads anyone to believe that these kids were enemy combatants. I keep calling them kids. I don't know that that's the correct way to apply the term, but these guys, they see bad guys everywhere, and that's because that's where we are in terms of our world, our reality. Everybody's a suspect. And these are the kinds of guys who would say that we have to protect our freedoms, and yet they're the ones who are creating this type of thinking, creates a sort of malaise among the public. Okay, well, we better give in to authority, and therefore the country falls apart. I think that there are plenty of examples here of us, and just the lack of leadership all the way around is another symptom of how wacky and screwy this country is. The fact that either you have a process and you follow it, certainly there's nothing perfect about the system or about us as human beings, and that's what makes for great conversation. Okay, well, they should have done this. No, they should have done that. They think this. No, they think that. That's what causes all the problems in the first place. So I'm not with them at all. I'm with getting this guy there. The way the system works that I think is wrong is that there is no speedy justice. They're not going to have a hearing on what to charge this guy till the end of May, and then there'll be all of this stuff in the media. It'll be hung. I bet you it'll be a year before anything happens with this. What do you bet?
Easily, yeah.
Right? A year. And so it'll get dragged out by the news media, and we'll have this back and forth yesterday in one of the other hours of the program. My co-host Roberta Fasanelli and I were talking about whether this fellow deserves sympathy, whether you could feel sorry for him. One of the respondents to that, a fellow named, and I'm sorry, is this Lynn? I'm not sure if this is a man or a woman. Lynn in Vero Beach said, your parents, did you feel for the shooter in Newtown because he was young? No. We have to find out why this happened, and you're not making it easier feeling sorry for him. That's your opinion, and you're welcome to it. There is a great security presence in a lot of our cities. This fellow says he thinks they did a great job in Boston. It was over the top. It was too much. Too much police. Too much. Just too much. Too much. Anyway, let's listen to this excerpt from a program hosted by a fellow named Barry Young, talking to his callers as we get some more talk and caller reaction to last week's bombing.
I believe that there'll be a conspiracy theory that's going to be hammered out on what has happened the last week in Boston. So here's Mike calling from Glendale.
You're asking for a conspiracy theory why the Obama administration would set something like this up. And I'm thinking they're going to find that the explosive was actually smokeless powder, which will detonate if it's tightly contained, like in a pressure cooker. And the whole purpose being so they can outlaw it and do away with reloading ammunition, so they can then dry out the ammo and do away with the guns.
Let's take about 10 steps back to get back to the beginning here. So you're saying then that the mother in Russia, or Chechnya, wherever she is, who's been screaming for the last few days that it's all the FBI framed the boys and all of that, and that the FBI knew what they were doing when, and, you know, somehow manipulating these two guys. Are you, in order to get to the theory that you just put forth, are you having to buy into that part of it too?
Not necessarily. She's just being paranoid.
Wait, you
want a reason why the government would do something like this, that would be a reason.
Wait a minute. Yeah, she may be paranoid, but in order for... I'm flustered here. Because you're saying in order to get to a point where the government could do something like this, so no matter what, you're saying that the government somehow orchestrated this and is behind the bombing in order to get to this theory.
Well, yeah, that would be the basic theory.
The basic theory. What say you about the basic theory here? 888-302-3684. The conspiracy. Well, first of all, it was the aunt in Canada who said that, not the mother in Russia. But, you know, thinking about the mother, the aunt in Canada makes me think about this circumstance in Canada yesterday where police arrested a couple of men and say they thwarted a plot to carry out a major terrorist attack on the rail passenger trains in the Greater Toronto area. The two suspects have been charged with conspiracy to carry out a terrorist attack. Police say the two are not Canadian citizens. The mounted police accused them of conspiring to commit al-Qaeda-supported attacks. And so that'll hype up all kinds of interest in security measures and that sort of thing there and here. Michael, in Alaska, what say you about all this?
I do believe there is a word for someone who is a U.S. citizen who commits an act of war against the U.S., and it's treason, and it's punishable by death. If our U.S. government wasn't being run by a bunch of intellectual morons, maybe the guy would have already been convicted and put in front of a firing squad and shot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not what happens here, but it certainly is an option. And I don't think it's a bad one. The quicker this guy is dispatched and we learn lessons, hard lessons from how it's been conducted, the better off we'll be. Janet in Maryland with some thoughts on the suspect.
I'm a Democrat, and I believe that he should be held as an enemy combatant. It was clearly an act of war with the bombs. I think Gilder Rutter had some Islamic extremist rants on the internet. He went abroad for 6 months, probably to get training from someone. And this was an act of war, and we need to he clearly. And you know, his mother had said the older brother had been involved in religious political stuff for 5 years. Didn't know beyond that. But it, you know, they had bombs. They were out to kill us. They came to this country to kill us. Enemy combatant status. We need to get the information for future attacks if they had any other people involved.
Interesting. She starts out by saying, I'm a Democrat. Does that make a difference here? Were Republicans see it differently than Democrats? Hey. 302-3684. A former top counterterrorism official says that the brothers are deeply emotional children who conducted acts of terrorism that are colored by fragments of ideology. In other words, the bombings were based on emotion rather than terrorism. That's the story behind that story. Meanwhile, I see more and more pictures of young people, teenagers mostly, cheering over the weekend about the fate of this young man out in the street. You got to wonder, Kenny, look at some of these pictures, if they just, every bar in Boston was showing all these pictures. These kids are in their early 20s, looks like, by looking at the pictures, if they even really understood what this was all about. Let's remember the old song, What's It All About, Alfie? What is this all about, Gahan?
I was just going to say, I bet that was the case going on in not just in bars in Boston, but in almost every bar in America this weekend.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. The Ladies on the View is a television program that's aired every morning, usually at 11 o'clock local time. They wondered on the program yesterday whether the window of the bombing suspect who was, the widow of the bombing suspect could possibly have known what was going on.
The hottest thing right now is that the surviving Boston bombing suspect is now in custody and reportedly cooperating with investigators. Now, the FBI is also talking to the widow of the bombing suspect who was killed to see if she knew anything about her late husband's terror plot. Now, you know that's his brother. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, you know, that people are going to be asking is, could she have kept this? You know, could he have kept this from her? Is it something that she wouldn't have known about? I mean, was she living with him?
She's not in custody. She's being investigated. Yeah. There is a three-year-old daughter. I don't know what on earth you tell your little girl when she says, where is daddy? I'm just writing from notes. She was an all-American girl who was brainwashed by a super religious husband, her family. She evidently converted to Islam after she married him.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not in any trouble at this point,
right,
because they don't know what she knows. But then the big question is what you raised. Can you live with someone and not know that he has this kind of anger?
Let me take it. She was 21 when she married him and converted. And it seems like, nobody's immune to being brainwashed. And at that time, I think when you're young, sometimes you believe in fairy tales. So I absolutely believe this woman could have been brainwashed and not know anything.
Religion, if you call that brainwashing.
But I think she's
involved. I mean, I do believe at some point, we don't have any details as to what her answers are with their questioning, but I do think there was a trip that he apparently took, right, back to Russia in 2011.
Yeah.
I believe they were together and that she may have even traveled with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, depending on what... depending on what transpired during that trip and after, that will actually determine what she knows. I mean, if they're saying that this trip is about what they think that trip was about, then who knows that this woman may actually have been informed of something.
888-302-3684. Bombing suspect's aunt, the woman I was talking about a few minutes ago, she's the one who said there was a conspiracy, has had all kinds of death threats. You may or may not have heard that. Her name is Maret Tazranera. How do you pronounce the last name? Zaraneva, is that how it's pronounced? Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Anyway, she thinks that the whole thing is a conspiracy to get her nephews. And so, quote, they made our boys enemies of the American nation. they made them victims of the conspiracy. They need somebody to blame for something they committed themselves, so they got them, rejoice, people, rejoice. Anyway, the father also said that he thought that the sons were innocent. They were set up. I saw it on television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here is Cliff in New York to kind of finish this off.
I believe, yes, he's an enemy combatant. He needs to go to Gitmo. He needs to be waterboarded. We also, this is a huge wake-up call on a number of levels. I think that we're going to see this affect gun legislation. We're going to see it affect immigration legislation. But the question that we're curious is to why there hasn't been any talk of revoking his new U.S. citizenship, and whether that would help grease the legal wheels to make it easier for him to be an enemy combatant.
Do we have to defend civil rights even for him, is the question a lot of people are asking, and I'll leave you with that. Speaking of gun legislation, which that gentleman just did, we have a conversation about that in just a few moments, so please stick around to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Mom, I had the best dream!
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kinda scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make homeownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427, installation required. See store for details. Members are void on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com.
Hi, Dennis and Joliet, let's finish this off with your comments.
Yes, I would like to hear a comment about this guy over here in Joliet, Illinois, that they arrested. He was planning to travel to the Middle East to join Al-Qaeda, and the attack, he is now in jail under terrorist charges.
So he's from Joliet?
No, he's from Aurora, Illinois.
Aurora, Illinois, and he was arrested when, yesterday?
Yeah, in the last several days, couple days.
You mean, is this just the beginning of everybody, or not everybody, but lots of people being charged with these sorts of crimes? Who knows? Interesting thought, though. Thanks.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Back again into the conversation mode on Good Day. Hello, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. Your thoughts, your mind is engaged in all this, I understand, and that's a good thing. Minds being engaged, helpful when you're having conversation. I think that I just mentioned a few minutes ago how one of the callers said this is going to affect everything, immigration bills, gun control, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we found an excerpt from a heated conversation about the proposed gun legislation between Taco's Bob Davis and his partner Tom Emmer. And Davis expresses his anger, as you will hear in this short clip.
I'm sorry that you suffered a tragedy, but you know what? Deal with it and don't force me to lose my liberty, which is a greater tragedy than your loss. I'm sick and tired of seeing these victims trotted out, given rides on Air Force One, hauled into the Senate well, and everyone is just afraid. They're terrified of these victims.
Used.
I would stand in front of them and tell them,
they're being used.
Go to hell.
Wow. I don't know that that's over the top, frankly. I think there are a lot of people who feel that way. He apologized. Davis apologized for his comments. Why is it that when we as Americans, like the parents in Newtown, go to Washington to try to lobby Congress, people are outraged, but when the NRA does the same thing with a lot of money behind them, it's okay? I think that's an excellent question for people to ponder when it comes to these issues. All right, let's get to the aftermath of. I've said with some disdain that I was upset with the fact that 14 people were blown up in Texas and hardly got a mention or anybody paying any attention to them when it was a horrific reality. Here's host Tony Cruz with Steve Futterman, the reporter from CBS who was on the scene, about how amazing it is that actually only 14 people were killed in this Texas, actually the town of West Texas, which is in East Texas.
It's amazing when you look at those that apartment complex that was just across the railroad tracks, and I don't know, 80 yards or 100 yards away?
It was much closer than you would want it to be. I don't know the exact figure, but it was right in that area.
Yeah, it also brings to question what authorities did or didn't know, because apparently this fertilizer company had way more fertilizer than what was allowed by law, and I don't know if that was state law, federal law, or both.
Well, we've not actually heard that yet. There's been lots of speculation, but the officials who are looking into this, they have not confirmed that at all. What we have heard, though, is that obviously the investigators are looking into every aspect of this. They will look in to see if they have the proper amount. Were they over the limit? Were there requirements that require them to have only a certain amount? There could be some regulatory issues here as well. Because this was, by comparison, a small fertilizer factory, a small fertilizer plant, it did not face the same regulatory issues that a much larger fertilizer plant would face. So there could be some new laws that come out of this. Also, the whole question about why were homes and schools allowed to be built so close to this plant. When this plant was built, we are told, there was nothing in the area. These homes, the schools, they came in later on. Well, should they have been allowed to be built so close to the plant later on? These are other questions that will be asked.
While 14 are known to be dead, last report I heard or read, there were two missing. Is that still accurate?
As far as I know, no. Okay. We've tried to get official information. I talked to the mayor pro tem this weekend. He said everyone is accounted for. The number of 14 seems to be steady right now. Of those 14, 12 were officially or unofficially first responders, medical personnel, firefighters, and people who came to the scene to help. So 12 of the 14 were people who were trying to save others. They gave their lives.
Okay, so looking at the things that people are talking about in general, getting beyond the bombing suspect and the terror train plot being thwarted in Canada, I think the number one item, and getting beyond the Texas fertilizer plant explosion, number one issue of the day today are the flight delays that were caused yesterday by those who had to take a day off because of the ridiculous mismanagement of our country. The management of this country sucks. These people can't figure out a way to save 2% on the budget at the FAA or any other area without fouling up hundreds of flights all up and down the East Coast, delayed by from 15 minutes to 2 hours because they're nanny. Oh, we had our budget cut by 2%. So cut something else. Beside people and personnel, that is the biggest expense. But you mean to tell me the American public's not going to buy this for 2 seconds? And maybe that's what they're thinking, Kenny. Well, we'll fix them. We'll show them. We'll have flight delays, and then they'll demand the money be put back in. Now, are Americans that shallow? Hopefully, we are not that shallow, so that we'll fall for this foolish phoniness. But that's certainly, I think, is something worth talking about, don't you? As we look at more conversation later on, stick around.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.